Chapter 18 Audio Visual Aids in the Teaching of English. In teaching, the teacher conveys some concepts of students. When to convey the concepts more efficiently and successfully to students, the help of some verbal visual materials thing is taken. Those things are called audio visual aids. The rationale is to appeal to eyes and ears of pupils and make the learning easy as well as permanent. It is the era of audiovisual aids in education. Professor C.S. Bhandari says, "Our aim of English teaching is to impart certain skills without making the process of teaching and learning monotonous." Here audiovisual aids come as rescue. Although a teacher is the best audiovisual aid, he does need some other audiovisual aids to supplement him. These aids help him in imparting good instruction. F.W. Noel is right when he says, "Good instruction is the foundation of any educational program. Audiovisual training aids are a component part of that foundation." Hence, an English teacher should know about the various audiovisual aids he can use successfully in teaching English. Heading: Types of audiovisual aids. The different types of audiovisual aids can be put into three categories. A. Audio aids. All those materials which function as aids by appealing to the ears only are called audio aids. They are usually used to form speech habit. The following are the main audio aids. First, gramophone, linguaphone and headphone. Second, tape recorder. Third, radio. B. Visual aids. Material aids which appeal only to eyes are called visual aids. Some visual aids are textbook. Second, blackboard. Third, flannel board. Fourth, flashcard. Fifth, pictures. Sixth, charts, maps, fingers and models. Seventh, slides and films strips. Eight, Apidia scope. C. Audiovisual aids. These are the aids which appeal to both ears and eyes. These aids are expensive. The following are included in it. First, film. Second, television. The use of all these aids in teaching English is described in the following lines. First, gramophone, linguaphone and headphone. These aids are very useful in teaching students to speak English and correct pronunciation. The linguaphone assists in learning English sounds. Gramophones and linguaphones are cheaper than other audio aids. In them, records are available with booklets. They repeat speech patterns with correct pronunciation, intonation, etc. over and over again. The material is carefully selected and graded. One record is worth three complete lessons. Linguaphone are also used to teach grammatical structure, poetry uses, etc. Such records can be available from the English Language Teaching Institute, Allahabad. The English teacher should know the technique of stopping the restarting the records. The headphones solve the problem of dealing with individual students. With this, he can attend each student. second heading, tape recorder. It is a costly aid. It records the words uttered by a speaker. Those words can be reproduced later on as many times as desired. In teaching English, it can be used for the following purposes: A. Speech correction. B. Reading a talk, story, play, poetry, pronunciation of different words, etc. C. Reading improvement. D. Musical appreciation. E. Sound knowledge. F. Teachers' comments on film strips and slides, etc. Tape recorders should be used for well-selected material and it should be presented stage by stage. But the teacher must know that by writing them off and on, he can spoil the effect. Pointing towards the importance of gramophone and tape recorder, S.R. Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M, Ingram has said, inverted comma open, if used intelligently, the gramophone and tape recorder can help the teacher to provide the wider range of linguistic experience, variety in material and style, and a real stimulus to individual effort. Inverted comma closed. Third, radio. Radio is a useful aid in language learning. Since comprehension courses in language learning by presented by radio, it can prove more useful by, first, the cooperation between educational and broadcasting authorities. Second, recording radio broadcast. Third, making the radio broadcasting program known to pupils. Fourth, adjusting the periods of English with the broadcast. The following are the merits of radio as an aid. First, it helps in developing comprehension by listening. Second, it gives the correct spoken language. Third, it presents the lectures of outstanding speakers. Fourth, it can be used inside as well as outside the classroom. Fifth, it is cheaper. But the following are the main demerits of radio. First, repetition is not possible. Second, adjustment between English periods and broadcasting time becomes very difficult. Third, children sometimes find it uninteresting due to impersonal touch. Fourth, textbook. It is an aid as well as a method. In olden days too, books served as aids. These days, textbooks are according to the curriculum prescribed for a class. A textbook should have the following qualities. First, the subject matter should be based on students' liking and interest. Second, the subject matter should be graded properly. Third, the subject matter should be practical. Fourth, books should be attractive and illustrative. Fifth, these should cover the objectives of teaching English. Sixth, at the end, sufficient exercises should be given. Seventh, they should be well printed but not costly. Fifth heading, blackboard. It is the cheapest aid which can be handled easily. Almost in every school, in every class, there are blackboards. They are of different types, such as wall, standing, reversible. The boards should be in light green color, which suits eyes. The aid can be used for the following purposes in English teaching. First, for exposition and explanation of words. Second, for teaching structures. Third, for teaching grammatical forms. Fourth, for teaching writing. Fifth, for teaching, for writing sentences, answers and composition. 6 for teaching spellings. As C.S. Bhandari points out, reading from the blackboard helps to fix in the mind the spelling of words and their order in phrases and sentences, inverted comma close. 6 for drawing figures and pictures. 8 finally for testing. The teacher should follow the following suggestion in order to make the blackboard a useful aid. First, the board should be put in correct place. Every student of the class should be in a position to see it. Second, the teacher should be right in straight lines with agreeable space. Third, colored chalks should be used for drawing sketches and pictures. Fourth, the blackboard writing should be legible. Fifth, while writing on the blackboard, some attention should be given to the class. Sixth, the board should be cleaned before leaving the class. Seventh, too much use should be avoided. Sixth, flannel board. FLANNEL, flannel board. It is also called a flannel graph or felt board. It can be made easily. A board of plywood is covered with a flannel or felt. The board should be 60 cm into 90 cm. Figures, pictures, pieces of papers, etc. with sandpaper on their backs can be stuck to it. They can be easily removed. It can be used for first teaching reading, second teaching story, third teaching word and sentence, fourth teaching oral composition. As the teaching proceeds, pictures, figures, words and sentences written on pieces of paper and demonstrated by the teacher on one by one on the flannel board. Seventh, flashcard. Flashcards are like playing cards or postcards. They can be 15 inches long and 2 or 3 inches wide. They are made of soft, thick paper. On them, pictures are made with illustrative words or sentence below it, inverted comma open. A dog is running, inverted comma close. These cards are shown to the class as a whole or to each student. They prove useful for teaching preparatory reading of words and sentence structures. They can also help in mastering correct word order and speech habits. 8. Pictures. These are widely used and are very useful aids in teaching English. There is an old Chinese saying, inverted comma open, a picture is worth 10,000 words, inverted comma close. According to Ruskin, R-U-S-K-I-N, inverted comma open, a room without pictures is like a house without windows, inverted comma close. In teaching English, pictures of schools, shop, market, fair, railway stations, post office, rivers, mountain, man, boy, girl, festival and pictured scenes can be shown to the class for teaching. First, vocabulary. Second, structures. Third, composition. And fourth, dramatization. Pictures can be of these kinds. A. Pictures, postcard. B. Snapshots. C. Cutouts from newspapers and periodicals. And D. Wall pictures. Heading. Advantages of pictures. Some of various advantages of pictures in English teaching are as follow. First, they are useful in direct method. Pupils can easily form an associate between the word and it means. Second, they help in developing aesthetic sense. Third, they also help in developing observation and imagining power students. Fourth, they are the means of giving concrete form to abstract things. Fifth, they are based on psychological principle of interest. Heading, some suggestions. Following are the some suggestions to make pictures more useful as a teaching aid. First, they should not be overused. Second, they should be put at a place from where people can see them. Third, pictures should be bright and colorful. Fourth, there should be clear contrast of light, color and outline with a lot of life and movement in the scenes. Fifth, they should have a clear bearing over the lesson. Ninth, figures, charts, maps and models. Within figures come sketches and diagrams. Figures and charts are valuable aids. They are neither costly nor difficult to handle. The teacher can draw them on the board or on paper. They supplement the work of pictures. Things which cannot be taught with pictures and are not clear through a picture can be taught by figures and charts. Vocabulary, grammar, stories, sentence structure can be taught through them. Maps can be used in teaching about cities, countries, rivers, mountains, oceans, seas, etc. Models are used to give an illusion of reality. They are made of clay, plasticine, cardboard, paper, rubber, wood, etc. They can facilitate direct method. According to F.G. French, we can use the models for telling stories, for conversation, and for making the abstract language feel. Inverted comma close. 10. Slides and film strips. Slides and film strips are other useful aids for showing objects and actions. Slides are single, whereas film strips exhibit a series in a compact and economical form. As film strip of Hans Andersen's Fairy Tales, drawn by Paul Lorentz, Lorentz. They can be displayed with a 35mm projector. The teacher's commentary should follow. The film strip can be shown to the class at a slow or fast speed. They can be rolled back whenever necessary. They can prove efficient in teaching. First, sentence structure. Second, oral and written composition. Third, life. Society and culture of peoples of different countries. And fourth, stories. The educational slides are available from the Directorate of Extension Programs and Secondary Education, New Delhi, and Foreign Embassies. 11th, EPIDIA Scope, EPIDIA Scope. It is an easily operating apparatus which projects the enlarged images of objects, whether opaque or not, by reflection on to a screen or wall. It can be used for, first, teaching composition, calligraphy, structures, story. Second, revising lesson. And third, projecting maps, pictures, figures, chart, pages from book, extracts, solid objects. Its advantages are, first, there is no need of enlarging pictures, etc. Second, small pictures can be easily stored than larger ones. Third, teaching becomes interesting. 12. Film. Film is an expensive but very useful aid. It appeals not only to eyes and ears, but also emotions. A film is full of color, movement, and new ideas. For educational purpose, they can be used for, first, to teach phonetics and pronunciation. Second, to show English stories, plays and novels. Third, to acquaint pupils with the life, custom and culture of different countries. Fourth, to acquaint them with wildlife. And fifth, to teach them through the lives of great people. 13. Television and expensive aid. It appeals to both ears and eyes. It has all the advantages of a radio plus the advantages of visual pictures. It is available only at some privileged school these days. It can be used for all those purposes in English teaching for which a radio is used. Heading: Advantages of Audiovisual Aids in Teaching English. The following are the advantages of audiovisual aids. First, they create interest for learning in students. Second, they are time saving because they explain the idea easily and precisely. Third, by their use, the burden of the teacher is reduced. Fourth, the teacher can improve his own English by oral aids. Fifth, they are the sources of a variety of experiences for students. Sixth, they are based on direct method. Seventh, English is a difficult language. Audiovisual aids make learning English easy. Eight, a good English teaching is possible only in a natural English environment. Audiovisual aids help in creating that types of environment. Ninth, they help in concentrating the attention of pupils in learning the lesson. Tenth, the teacher can follow the principle of from concrete to abstract with the help of audiovisual aids. 11th, according to Dev Singh, inverted comma open, these aids help to acquire an indirect experience of the matter. The vocabulary and the subject develops interest in studies is sustained. Phraseology is elucidated and effective command of the language is gained. Inverted comma close. Heading: Limitations of audiovisual aids. In spite of all these advantages of audiovisual aids, they have the following limitations. First, some aids such as television are costly and cannot be afforded by many schools. Second, they give an impersonal effect which is not much effective. Third, the teachers are required to know the technical skill to handle them. Fourth, some teachers overuse them. Heading: Some suggestions. First, they should be used only where they are needed. Overuse should always be avoided. Second, teachers should use the cheaper aids efficiently if costly ones cannot be procured. PROCURED. Third, when the purpose is fulfilled, they should be removed. Fourth, they should be according to the age and mental development of students.